Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
It's on the star standing bounce at color 9 out 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Mom, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified woman from Kiev. Can you name the country, Ted?
Kiev is, hang on. It's not Russia.
Nope.
It's Ukraine.
Ukraine, you got it. So today we toast an unidentified woman from Kiev, Ukraine. Now, Ukraine, like everywhere else on Earth, they're dealing with the effects of COVID-19. And like most places, a face mask is required if you're going to go out in public. And again, like most places, you get mask shamed if you don't have one, right? So you don't have one on. People get on your case about it. And because of this, some of the more creative folks out there, they've substituted mask by wearing diapers. Actually, this came out of an English newspaper, so it said nappies. But diapers, moving boxes, plastic bottles that were hollowed out. The moving bag, etc. Well, today's honoree, she's one of those people that did not have a mask at her local shop. Now, her interaction was captured on closed-circuit TV, so you can't hear the conversation, but it's pretty obvious that an employee at the shop explains to her that she needs to wear a mask in order to stay in the store. So I'm not entirely sure what the store was, but you see her standing in a line. Everyone else has a mask. Her turn comes up. She walks up to a counter. The person behind the counter, you just kind of see them gesturing to her. And in that moment, she realizes she doesn't have a mask. And essentially, if you don't have a mask, we can't help you. So she decided to improvise. She didn't complain. She didn't become what do we call it? A Karen, as we call it here in the U.S. She's like, what can I do? Well, she did what any of us would do. She pulled down her leggings, ripped off her underwear, casually wrapped them around her face, and continued shopping with no harm done. Ended up doing what she had to do and left the store. So I want you to pick. You're watching. It's this silent video. And like I said, you see the gesticulations. You kind of understand what the conversation is. And the woman, she's wearing a skirt, pulls down her leggings, rips off her underwear, just ties them around her head and continues.
Game on.
And all was good. I thought about that. It depends on what part of the day it is. If I had to rip off my underwear to use it as a mask, better within the first 2 hours of me leaving the house.
What?
Because I have been recently showered at this point in the show, and I'm sitting down, and I know what's happening down below. You do not want these around your face.
What, the way that she tied these, what do you expect covers her nose and mouth area? Is it the front of the undergarment, or is it the back of the undergarment?
She does it kind of quick. I believe it's the back, but is there a real win here? Is there a real win, right?
It depends on what you did throughout the day.
I don't know, man. I thought about
this. If she stays healthy, yes, it's a win.
Because these are the kinds of things we think about, but I'm like, inevitably, You have a pretty good idea what everyone's butt smells like just based on the fact that everyone farts. Anytime you walk to a public bathroom, you know what has been done. It is not a great smell, but it is identifiable, right? You know if someone has pooped versus if someone died, right? You know what I'm saying? The front, that's kind of like a grab bag, man. You know, I think different people, in my experience, the front might give off many different smells than the back. The back, not a great smell, but consistent. The front, it's like, let's make a deal.
Yeah, and you're right. Depends on the day.
It depends on the day. Like today, I would go front.
Yeah.
Just, oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been good since I showered, so I'd probably go back.
Really? I didn't sleep a lot last night because of some stomach issues. I got to go front all day. That's just me. You discuss among your friends. In the meantime, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hook, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true about people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Oh, man, I hope I get this name right. Hello, Kina.
Hello. It's
Kina.
Kina. It's K-Y-N-A. What am I supposed to do?
Kina.
Or Kentucky Nah.
Not Kina.
Oh, I see where my mind went. You know, that is completely Freudian, Kina. All right, Kina, welcome to the program. Kina, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Kina. Have you been working during the lockdown? What are you up to?
I'm staying at home. Socially isolating.
Have you seen
any people where I live? People are not using their masks, and it's crazy.
Okay. How long have you been quarantining yourself?
Honestly, since the stay at home order started.
Okay. Well, you'd be surprised. No matter if you do happen to get out, even if you just go a little bit, everything changes as far as the perception of that. That's a fact.
All right, Kina, I keep wanting to call you Kina. I apologize. All right, Kina, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. As always, three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the world of race / ethnicity. One of them deals with the wonderful world of drugs. It is your choice. What way would you like to go?
Let's go with the one that has to do with drugs.
That'll
be interesting.
All right.
I knew it was going to be drugs. I don't know why it took you so long to answer that. But either way, let's go to the world of drugs. Here we go. Officers responded to the Queen of the Valley Medical Center where a child was in, quote, dire condition after drinking a substance containing a drug. Now, understand, there is critical condition, which most of us think is the worst. There is grave condition. Dire condition. This is the worst I've heard. Anyway, the child was flown in critical condition to Children's Hospital in Oakland, California, spent a few days in the intensive care unit. Now, the good news is that the condition of the kid, it was finally stabilized after a few days. But according to the police, the child's 32-year-old father gave detectives the address of an unrelated home with the intent of misleading the police. Well, later, authorities searched the child's actual home. That's where they found drug paraphernalia and syringes within toddler's reach, including a syringe hidden in the 3-year-old's shoe. Let me repeat that. They have drug paraphernalia around the house. There was a syringe, not even the drugs itself, a syringe hidden in the 3-year-old's shoe. Now, the parents were booked into the county jail on suspicion of child endangerment with great bodily injury. They're expected to be cited and released on what they're calling zero bail. Why are they being released with zero bail? Honest to God, it's because of the court's emergency schedule with all the stuff going on with COVID, not because they're trying to take it easy on them. My question for you is, because keep in mind, both parents...
Did they believe that he ingested this drug, the child, the 3-year-old?
They absolutely did. Okay. They said he drank a substance containing the drug. I do not know if the substance he drank was the drug or if the drug was dissolved into the liquid. That's as much info as I have. But the question I have for you, Kina, is simply this. Do you believe the drug that this child ingested was heroin, meth, coke, or PCP?
I would have to go with heroin because, like, grave danger. I would probably go with heroin.
How old's the child?
Three.
Kid's three.
I mean, I feel like even just any of those at three, that's probably in.
But, right. At 3 years old, any of these are going to be awful, awful news.
Right, but didn't you say something about the kid being somewhat non-responsive?
He was in dire, as they call it, dire condition, upgraded to critical condition after 3 or 4 days in intensive care. The kid is stabilized. He'll probably be okay. But yeah, he was very unresponsive when they got him. The parents were hip to what had happened. So when the cops asked, what's your address? That's why they tried to throw him off.
And that's another reason why I think it's heroin is because, you know, most junkies think ahead. tweakers, man. Yeah.
But junkies think ahead.
They wouldn't think ahead like that.
I'm just trying to think.
False address.
What do you mean as far as lying to the cops?
Well, as far as giving a fake address.
I don't know, because you got to think about it like this. It's your kid. It's your kid, right? So you already have this biological imperative. So you know why the cops are there. You know that the kids have ingested your drugs. I think at that point, it's kind of like when you're really, really drunk and then something horrible happens and you sober up real quick. I think at that point, you plan ahead because all you wanted was the cops not to go to your house because I know it's your ass. At least I always lie to the cops when my kids eat my stash.
And where was, you said there was a syringe in the kid's shoes, too?
They had, yeah, a syringe in the kid's shoe.
Mm. Okay. Keenan, to be honest with you.
Any suggestions for you guys?
I tend to agree with you based on the fact that the child was unresponsive. Not that meth, coke, or PCP, it just seems like you'd be bouncing off the walls. Heroin definitely slows your heart rate if they were able to bring the child out, which they did 3 days later. I think with PCP, which is a liquid, so it could be ingested that way, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know much about PCP at all.
I would take PCP out.
I've had friends and stuff that are recovering addicts. That's why I know about some of the stuff.
As I say, PCP, I've never heard of a syringe being involved.
Flown into Oakland, California.
Yeah. Yeah. They live somewhere outside of
Oakland.
Heroin,
dude.
You know what? I'm going to change my answer. Keena, I'm going to go meth based on the vicinity of the area. I'm thinking if I go San Francisco and head east or south or north, yeah.
If you go west, you get wet.
Right? But I think I'm going to go meth.
Yeah, I might go meth too. Just as I heard of people shooting up meth and then, I don't know, it's a powder or like a crystal at some point. It seems like you could put it in a drink.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know if the liquid itself was the drug or if the drug was in the liquid. That's why I don't have that information.
You on meth?
Yeah, I'm sticking meth.
Okay. All right, Keena, what are you thinking here? What's your final answer?
All right, I'll go meth.
You're going to go meth too?
All
three for meth. All right, nice.
Meth party.
Team meth.
Okay.
All right, we're going to find out if the child ingested heroin, meth, coke, or PCP next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, pro bono, we go to California. 3-year-old child in dire condition in a hospital in Oakland. Life flown in as he had ingested a drug at one of his parents' homes.
Yeah.
And eventually, 3 days later, they were able to pull him out of it. That's the good news. But the 3-year-old accidentally drank a substance which was in his reach. Obviously, the kid's three. Question is, what is the drug that he ingested? Was it heroin, meth, coke, or PCP?
And Kina, that is a question that we pose to you. Now, you originally started with heroin, and you said that, look, I have some friends that are recovering or a former, whatever it is. So you got a little know-how about how this stuff goes. And you originally went with heroin. And then for reasons I can't explain, both Miles and Ted, they decided to go meth. You decided, you know what? I'm going to jump in with them. You decided to go meth as well. All three of you guessed meth. Well, guess what?
No way. All right.
Let's not get too excited.
Oh, that's great.
It's still a horrible story.
No, something positive came out. We all guessed the right drug.
You all guessed the correct drug.
See?
I know what that kid's
see?
On.
See? Glass half empty, half full.
God, you are full of rainbows.
Down for all the TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Taylor.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, Miles, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Bill Maher.
All right, Bill Maher.
And Seth Meyers.
Oh.
And, of course, Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Oh, you know, you guys all have teams of professional writers who come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke, and from whom, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
Alyssa Milano got flack for wearing a crocheted face mask. Who knew people were so nitpicky on the internet?
Writers.
Seth Meyers.
Writers!
Damn it.
I can call them ass.
Stupid writers.
After the success of their 10-part series on Michael Jordan, ESPN is making a 9-part series on Tom Brady. And to make sure it's a hit, the entire documentary will be Michael Jordan watching it on his iPad.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Fallon.
Well, after the success of their 10-part series on Michael Jordan's, ESPN is making a 9-part series on Tom Brady. And to make sure it's a hit, the entire documentary will be Michael Jordan watching it on his iPad.
North Korea regime admits to people that it was lying about Kim Jong-un's ability to bend space and time, but did reassure the people of North Korea that he did in fact win the 2020 NBA championship.
Kimmel. D. Ted Smith.
Yes, that's Ted Smith original.
They admit that they lied, that he can't bend space and time.
Correct.
He'd have a better haircut. I mean, that's all you need to know.
All 50 states are at least partially open, but again, no plan. The theme seems to be you can go out, but you can't have fun, of what married people call date night.
That is a bitter Bill Maher joke if there ever was one.
Say Seth Meyers.
That's Bill Maher.
All 50 states now are at least partially open, but again, no plan. The theme seems to be you can go out, but you can't have fun. What married people call date night.
A guy named Jesus admitted that he vandalized a church in North Carolina. He said he did it in the name of God.
Need attention. Right.
Texture.
No.
But I know it was probably Jesus.
I know. Doesn't matter.
Right.
My brother made fun of me when I was a kid because a baseball card. The first Jesus whoever. And I'm like, and he's like, it's Jesus. Why would you say Jesus? Like, it's spelled J-E-S-U-S.
Because he's an Alu brother, and his parents ran out of names for their 19 children.
And guess what Jesus means?
Jesus. Netflix is going to start canceling customer subscriptions if they haven't been used in the past year. You can tell Netflix is really getting cocky. Hey, you don't want to break up with us? We break up with you. Bye-bye.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Netflix is going to start canceling customer subscriptions that haven't been used in the past year. You can tell Netflix is getting cocky. They're like, hey, you don't break up with us, we break up with you, okay? Bye-bye.
Home in California went viral after they used a picture of Bigfoot in the real estate listing. That's a weird way to let everyone know that Alec Baldwin is selling his home.
Sounds a little West Coast. Kimmel.
Oh.
Riders.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Good one, Ryder.
Yeah.
He is a hairy man.
I mean, I wouldn't write that joke.
you're a hairy dude, but you look like someone who would be hairy. You know what I mean? He does not, because he's always so clean-shaven. You never see him do movies with, like, facial hair, goatee, mustache, nothing.
Right.
So you think he's clean-cut, and then you realize, like, dear God, it's like someone covered him in honey and rolled him under a refrigerator.
What was, what was that disturbing skit they used to have on SNL with him?
Sweaty Balls?
No, that was Pete Sweaty.
Pete Sweaty, right.
It was like the something boy. He was like a camp counselor for, like, Boy Scouts or something. Huh. It was very weird, but I want to say he was shirtless in that one.
Nipples like pepperonis.
Tell you what, I don't know if you guys saw this new thing. Everybody's talking about haircuts.
Oh, yes, they are.
So I guess, I don't know if this is funny or we've just hit rock bottom. Next Friday, CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America.
Wow.
Features celebrities cutting their own hair. It's hosted by Jerry O'Connell and his wife, Rebecca Romaine. It'll also feature Kelly Osbourne, skier Lindsey Vonn, and hockey player P.K. Subban.
You know what? I think it's great. I'm thinking back when I was a kid, and they had shows like Battle of the Network Stars, which now as an adult, probably stupid. But I get it. It's fun. It sucks. They're there. And, you know, they'll do it. Because the difference between them and us, like, Miles, if you did it, you're going to look effed up for a while.
Right.
At least when they do it, by the time they can kind of show back up, you know what I mean? It'll be taken care of.
All these people are also already pretty good looking. So by the time you shave their head, even if you shave it down to two or three, I mean, you know.
Well, I won't say who, but one of them, I'm like, you.
Like, P.K. Subban, like, he is a dude, so he can just shave it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it's a little tougher because Lindsey Vonn's going to have to cut his hair.
Oh, she's cutting his hair.
Well, they're together, so I assume she's cutting his hair.
Oh, no kidding. All right, I didn't know.
I guess you're right. It says they have to cut their own hair.
It's cold winter sport people stay together.
They really do,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. No, you're right. They're going to cut their own hair. I don't know. Yeah. it'll be interesting to say the least. Right, because Rebecca Romaine, Kelly Osbourne, and Lindsey Vonn, they're ladies. So they don't have the easiness of just being like, it was a bad haircut, I'll cut it all off.
Sure.
If a woman shaves her head, it's a big statement. Like, guys, because a man, we effed up, we shaved our head.
That's guys have seen this for years of people coming home crying over a bad haircut.
Oh, we're already used to it. Yeah. When you spent money to get the haircut you said you wanted for 4 months, you're still upset when you got it because they didn't do it right. By the way, Ted, Canteen Boy. That's the name of Alec.
Canteen Boy. All right. I knew it was a very...
People chimed in quick with that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
In tears. I just wanted the split ends cut off.
Mm-hmm. How did I know
look
it
would
go
what
wrong
they did to
and
me.
You didn't?
They took another
How do
intro.
You go into, and you don't know what's going to happen, but me not getting my haircut already knows what's going to happen. There's a disconnect somewhere. Like, you're going to get your haircut, and then you're going to be pissed. And then you're going to be sad, and it's going to ruin our night. Can you get your haircut maybe next Tuesday?
I guarantee you this. When all that stuff opens back up, you will still have to wait about a month to get in line.
Sure.
You know, if you want to do that.
Yeah, that's another one of those industry too. Everybody keeps talking about it, but it's a little bit tougher for those people. Like, they're going to be in masks, like gloves
absolutely.
And everything else. I mean, you're talking like one person in a shop at a time. Like,
two stylists infected like 200 people at one location.
Jesus,
right?
Also, too, like, I like people that take in the picture. It's like, you know, like, make me look like this person.
Make me like, hey, look, man, listen.
That person's famous. That's a $500 haircut.
They are hairstylists. They are very qualified. They are very good at what they do. But they are not biblical miracle workers. They can cut your hair, but you're not going to necessarily look good. Like, if your face is ugly, you can get that brilliant haircut, and then it's this brilliant haircut with this really ugly face. They can't really help.
Yeah, you can get a haircut that looks like a lot of athletes. It doesn't mean you're an athlete.
Right. I mean, it's... People seem to not be aware of that all the time.
Did anybody watch any of the match, the champions for charity, the golf over the weekend?
I did not. Wow. I heard that a bunch of people did. I did not watch.
It actually wasn't bad. So it's Tom Brady, Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson on a team, and then Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. All right, so basically like TBS, TNT, True TV, HLN, they all had it. And it's funny, it's the most watched golf telecast in TV history.
I can believe that,
yes. Yeah, I believe that, because golfers aren't the only ones playing.
That helps, right?
There's very few sports on, so you want to see that stuff. The main thing is this, is that it was kind of funny, so Tom Brady's the only, like, well, it's him and Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning's been retired for, what, 2 or 3 years, right? So Peyton Manning's had a lot of time to work on his golf game. Tom Brady, while a super famous athlete, I'm sure he gets his rounds in, he's still a normal golfer. So he didn't look awesome.
Right.
Like, he would have been fine playing with any group of regular dudes. He would have whooped me. But it was just kind of funny to see Tom Brady looking like a dude, right? And then also, he split his pants.
What?
Yeah. Tom Brady, he was the only one wearing pants because the weather was not, it was not nice out. It was like just raining.
Florida's been a monsoon this spring.
Right. But it was pretty cool. They had different announcers on there. Charles Barkley was on there for a while. And they could talk to each other throughout the whole thing. So you could hear Brady and Manning. And you could hear the actual golfers, like Phil Mickelson, explaining how like you save your swing during a round. This and that. So you got to keep in mind, Tom Brady has not been playing well. He has ripped his pants. Charles Barkley is announcing and is getting very cocky about this. And then Tom Brady basically hits the shot of his lifetime.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck. Come on, man. I'm going to give you some shots, man. I want some of you.
Got to get going.
Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Man. Ready to dominate.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no, I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Oh,
go in!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, you made it!
Wow!
Chuck.
Hey, man, Chuck. I got that's Chuck. Awesome.
Shut your mouth, Chuck. Man. Go to that medicine. Get your butt out of here. When the going get tough, the tough get going, boys.
So, right, they had just been riding Brady, and he holes went out from the fairway for about 130 yards.
Of course he does, because he's freaking Tom Brady.
Right.
Peyton Manning had about a 30-foot putt for birdie, too, also.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton Manning is good. Peyton Manning, also, like, look, Tom Brady, as soon as he retires, will be much better at golf. But they're just extreme people when it comes to being competitive and this and that. Now, look, not everybody's Michael Jordan that could go and play rounds of golf during a season and still drop buckets on everybody.
Right.
So Tom Brady's in a little different atmosphere there. Speaking of getting buckets and getting them in bunches, has anybody watched the documentary on Showtime yet about Prince George's County?
No, and it's just a matter of Showtime, just not having it.
So, all right, so it's called Basketball County, It's in the Water. And basically, I mean, granted, I was going to be fired up about watching it either way.
The Mac is featured
prominently. But it also taught me things. It's weird watching a show about a place you grew up, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I grew up my whole life in PG County. I moved out when I was 21. So, like I was telling Robin this earlier, I kind of took for granted that, like, I've always played Boys and Girls Club growing up.
Sure.
And, like, we hung out at the rec centers. But there was, like, a concerted effort by that county to have these outdoor courts. And then when all the crime and drama starts, you gotta stop saying drama. I think I'm so used to seeing the words crime drama. Well, all the crime in the 80s, and if you've never been in the D.C. area, the late 80s and early 90s, mid-90s, were very, very rough times in that area.
Different time for sure, yeah.
So all these rec centers go up so they could still keep playing hoops and playing indoors. But, I mean, it's just wild. They're interviewing NBA guys. Like, everybody's just like, look, you don't play in the NBA without meeting another dude from PG County.
Oh, guaranteed.
And it's just like, it's the way we play. Like, you could tell the swagger, this and that. So just, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like now when I watch a show about Seattle, like, I've lived here for, what, 15, 16 years. But you still find out stuff. And you're like,
sure.
Oh, well, that's why.
Seattle's another big basketball area where you don't realize the number. And then you go, man.
Yeah.
This is a big area, too. Not as big as PG County, but man, there's...
I wonder what the difference is.
the assist leader.
It's empty.
I mean, it depends on how you look at stats. City, He's a great shooter.
Yeah, it's also...
In every free throw.
It's also very strange, too, when it starts, they draw out, like, two parts of PG County, and it's like this part, basically inside the Beltway and outside the Beltway. And I'm like when it starts, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm from inside the Beltway. And it's basically like, this is the bad part.
Yeah. You don't want to be from here.
I was like,
move to Bowie.
That backfired on me. I was all pumped about that one. The other thing that I know people are fired up about that I also watched, Uncut Gems finally landed on Netflix.
That's the Sandler thing where it was like Academy Award worthy or something.
Right. So everybody liked how well he played this role, but he didn't get any nominations, which... It's a good movie, right? It's 2 hours and 15 minutes. Mm. I took a break in between, Miles. You could do it.
Okay. All right. Because I wanted to see that's where he plays like the hustler guy, the guy that looks kind of like swarmy and Vegas-y looking.
So he plays, there's a whole, I don't know if most people know this, in New York City, there's a whole district, right? What do they call it? Diamond District? Or where all these jewelers sell jewels, right? And gems and everything. So he plays like stereotypical, like, Jewish dude from New York that works in one of these shops. And his main thing, like, I don't know that it's based on a true story, but it's like he has like gimmicky stuff or this and that. He's got another dude that works with him. I forget that actor's name. You'd recognize him from a bunch of stuff, probably Atlanta. And he like brings in athletes and stuff.
Okay.
So right. Then the story is he's got this crazy gem thing, and somebody, you know, Kevin Garnett wants to use it. He thinks it helps him play better and this and that. But it's just, you also got to keep in mind this guy's a degenerate gambler. So it's kind of one of those thrillers where, like, every time you think you're getting past something, like, he screws it up again.
Sure.
All right.
And you're just like, how do you keep going down this path? But overall, good movie. You know, I'd watch it. I'd recommend people watch it. I mean,
would you watch it again?
Not right now. I mean, if I had a girlfriend and she said, I want to watch it, I'd be like,
bro, if you have a girlfriend and they want to watch a horse giving birth, they're like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's definitely one of those films, and I don't think it even came out that long ago.
It didn't. It was like 2 years ago, or maybe last year.
Yeah.
that all the Oscar buzz started about it.
Yeah, so when that showed up on Netflix, I know a lot of people were really pumped about that. So that'd be my recommendation. Go check that one out.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Oh, sorry.
Are we done?
I thought it was done.
We're good.
My bad.
Robin, are we done?
I don't forget it. You had nothing else to tell us. I got nothing else to listen to.
I'm not listening to you anymore. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Thank you, Ted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we're going to Florida, where a minor league baseball team lists their stadium on Airbnb for $1,500 a night. Meanwhile, boys who let a black widow bite them to turn into Spider-Man are not physically feeling quite right. Sad news as Hitler's pet alligator passes at the age of 84. Florida woman walks into Publix grocer and spits all over items in the store. And a naked man dances in the middle of the road in Myrtle Beach. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We take to the skies over Europe. A plane traveling from Dusseldorf to Sardinia flew the entire 700-mile journey before informing passengers that they would be turning around and flying back to their place of origin. The reason? The plane was contacted by ground control to inform the pilot that the airport that he was attempting to land at was closed. At least to commercial flights.
How do you not know that in advance?
I'm kind of wondering that myself. And I think that's why I'm impressed.
But if you're going to be stuck somewhere, Sardinia is probably top five in the world.
You think?
Was it going from
Dusseldorf to Sardinia?
Correct.
Right, so they never got to land in Sardinia.
Oh, they didn't get to land.
They got there and then had to fly back to Dusseldorf.
Yeah, now it sucks.
So given the information, the pilot had the option to land on the island 120 miles away from where he actually intended to land, but instead opted to fly back all the way to Germany.
Oh, that would just kill me.
It would, because now I have not only booked a flight that is just apparently doesn't exist at this point, because if it goes to a closed airport, this flight never happened. Now, the only chance that I had to be at least 120 miles away is completely out.
You think anyone got their money back?
No.
Yeah, of course.
Not a one. Because it's your fault for not knowing that airport was going to be closed.
I mean, you have to write out a flight plan. Just...
in theory.
Right.
Now we know. That's just lip service, man.
Apparently, part of the flight plan is not to call where you're headed and say, hey, we're on our way. In other news, in Scottsdale, Arizona, a woman was arrested for DUI, but also managed to catch a criminal. Police received calls about a fight in a nearby club on Sunday night. When they got into the scene, witnesses told police that the suspect had assaulted another man and fled the club. A short time later, police found their suspect after he had been hit by our drunk driver.
Okay.
The woman initially left the scene after hitting the suspect, but was later found and arrested. The suspect is currently in the hospital with serious injuries. So she did a good, bad thing.
Baby did a good, bad thing. That does sound like a country song.
Oh, fantastic. Sticking with the DUI, a man was arrested after he needed a hand getting his car unstuck. We covered this a little bit earlier today. Police received a call from the man after he had spent roughly an hour trying to pull his car out of a water source at a dairy farm. When police got to the scene, they found out that the unknown water source that he had crashed into was actually a manure pond. It was then that they discovered that our man was intoxicated, and he was arrested before hauling his car out of the pond.
Yeah, that's a rude awakening. Like, well, the good news is you are not in a puddle of water. The bad news is it's made up of poop.
Right.
And nothing but.
And I mean, cars that are waterlogged, I mean, you have a slim chance of saving that thing as it is. Do you even try at this point?
It's on Carfax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This sounds like something straight out of Back to the Future.
It's kind of crazy, too, that he was trying to get it out.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Which, I don't know what you do. If you look at the picture, that thing was up to its back window. You know, he dove straight into the thing, and it's all the way up to the back window underwater, or manure, as it were. And he's got a trailer sticking out of there. So what are you doing to pull the thing out? Are you literally just sitting there behind it trying to pull, or are you dumb enough to get into that car, throw it into reverse, and try to back it out of there?
He's drunk, so I assume he smelled a lot like poop by the time he got there. Just my guess.
Maybe if I go to this side and push.
I mean, those little retention ponds or whatever you call them are kind of gross anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
But the idea that it's just for poo.
Right.
I mean, even if you're an 8 inches of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you start trying to back out and spin your wheels, you just sink farther.
That's right.
So the more you try, the worse it gets, probably.
And this thing was designed to hold that. They clean all the pens and then pour it in here to turn into fertilizer later.
They don't sell that Michelin tire.
Can get through all the poo you can throw at it.
Sure.
In Myrtle Beach, a man proved himself to be one of the bad aspects of being an officer. Police responded to calls about a man standing in the middle of the highway, and when they arrived on the scene, they found out that some information was neglected, that the man was naked. He was eventually subdued and arrested and will be given a medical evaluation soon.
I think you got to leave with that.
You do.
He's naked.
I think if you do, though, people won't answer the radio.
Yeah, but that's what you do. You're a cop. It's not like CSI. It's naked people that are sweaty and difficult. That is the truth of it.
And if you look at that video, he is giving the officer the business. He's pointing fingers right at him. Like, apparently, that officer told him something that he did not like to hear because he was just giving it right back to him.
And that's what happens when you deal with naked people.
I mean, as an officer, how quick are you to tase somebody like that? Just be done dealing with this and just get him in the back of the car.
I tase them instantly. If you're naked, you get tased.
That's right.
Just as a general rule.
We go to Poland for probably the most interesting edition of Man vs. Beast. At the local zoo, witnesses caught footage of a fellow patron invading the bear enclosure to fight one of the bears. Yes, he was drunk. The video shows the man being charged by the bear before he jumps into the moat separating it from the observation deck. The bear follows the man into the water, and the two have a short wrestling match before the man is able to free himself and take refuge on a nearby island. Officials were able to fish him out of the enclosure and arrest him. I don't know how drunk you have to be to actually think this is somewhat of a good or doable idea.
That drunk, though, for one reason. He got drunk enough to climb in there. When the bear charged him, he tried to leave. So his sobriety hit real quick.
When I was in school, I was in middle school, but high school that I would eventually go to.
Okay.
This is before I got there, but I was a year or two out, right? They had a bear wrestling match with a guy who was probably the trainer, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it was part of donkey basketball and all the things they would do, like, for a fundraiser.
All right.
So think about all these people being in an arena, and this guy gets into the ring and wrestles an actual black bear.
Right.
And that's what they did. And they charged ticket price, and the bear could have walked right into the, you know what I mean? And none of that ever happened, but like that was like, here, go see the wrestling bear. Here,
I would have gone.
Yeah, me too.
I would
go watch
spend
donkey
money
basketball.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a new sport.
Yeah, exactly.
A crane operator is going viral online after having a little bit of fun on the job. The operator posted a video from up inside the crane looking down on an old man sunbathing below. Seeing that the shadow from his crane was in proximity, the operator seized the opportunity to block the man's sunlight. The video goes on to show the man moving his bathing towel back into the sun before the operator moves it into his path once again and again and again.
Joke's awesome. Joke's on you, buddy, because I don't have to poop into a 5-gallon bucket with a pool floaty on top. So you know what? Block my shade. You poop in a 5-gallon bucket from the Home Depot for a living.
I still like it, man.
I thought it was hilarious, man. I was like, look at this, man. He's just messing with this dude trying to sunbathe.
Green light. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Mike was high again today. I will see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.